message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I want to bless the name of the Lord for this great privilege that He has given unto me to stand before His people. Hallelujah. If you are clapping to celebrate the awesomeness of our God, the infinite God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You. And I also want to celebrate and appreciate our Father in the Lord. Hallelujah. The senior pastor of this commission for obeying the call of God and for giving us the opportunity to serve. I pray that the Lord will bless you, sir, and increase you more and more in Jesus' name. I appreciate you, ma'am. Can we join your hands as we appreciate mama? God bless you, ma'am. The Lord will increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Today is day what? Today is day 8. And technically, we have covered about 70% of the fast. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a saying, like Papa would say in my place, say, the one that eats in the afternoon, when fast is going on, shall be put to shame. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The fast is almost ending. Praise the Lord. And tonight we are looking at something that every one of us desired, and that is supply. Supernatural settlement via supernatural supplies. Hallelujah. Supernatural settlement via supernatural supplies. I want you to know that the desire of God is for you to be supplied all that you need for your settlement to be actualized. Everything that is required for you to enjoy settlement, God is committed to the supplying of everything. He's committed to supply you all that you need for you to excel. God is committed to it. God is committed to it. Hallelujah. We appreciate it if the engineers can improve the sound. God bless you. God is committed. Mightily committed. But there is a path that you have to pave. As much as God is committed, He's a God of principles. And I will let you know that supply answers to principles. Supply does not answer to wishes. I wish to be supplied a Falcon jet. It's a wish. Supply does not answer to that. Gulfstream jet, that's what I want. Supply does not answer to that. Supply answers to principles. And there are principles that must be observed for you to enjoy abundance. And what is the key principle to enjoying abundance? That principle is called the principle of giving. I've been opening us to a lot of principles tonight as God help us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, giving is the major key to supernatural supply. And giving, why is it a major key? The reason is because giving is one of the natures of our God. Our God is a giver God. He is always giving to us. However, many of us, giving is one of the most difficult things. And you know why? Because the devil knows that if we can apply this principle, we enjoy supply. So it makes it very difficult, praise the Lord, not to give. In the nature of God, giving is an integral part. And if we claim to be His children, sons and daughters of God, then giving must be part of our life for us to swim and to enjoy the fullness and the benefits that is embedded in God. Can I shock you? When you encounter God, you don't encounter Him for God as God alone. When you encounter God and everything that makes Him God. When you encounter God, you encounter Him and you encounter everything that is packaged and that can be seen and can be found in God. So when you encounter Him at the place of salvation, what you encounter is not just eternal life. You encounter the wholesomeness of God. And you encounter everything that is in God. And the Bible said, with God, nothing is impossible. Our God supplies all need. He's a God that is giving to supply. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can the lion baby is called what? Cub. Thank you. Does he need to go and buy a machine to roar When he wants to roar, you say, I don't know how to roar, so let me quickly go to China and get a machine that I will use to roar. He doesn't have to, because it is inbuilt. It's born with it. When it is time for it to roar, it will roar naturally. It will come forth without stress. So when we encounter God, we encounter every package, everything. And that is, you see, God is a God of principle. But the reason why it seems as if certain things are not working is not because God is not powerful or God is not present or you don't have the nature, but because you are not applying the principles of God. There are two dimensions to God. The principle dimension and the grace dimension. Many of us, we go by the grace dimension, they will forget the principle dimension. Say, God says, I will not be poor. Yes, that's the grace. But there are some things that you need to do for you not to be poor. One of it is giving. Praise the Lord. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Go forward and read a few chapters before that. You will see that what precipitated that particular statement and utterance is giving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So quickly, I want us to understand that giving is of God. You know, our understanding has been polluted by the tradition of men when it comes to the area of giving. We have been polluted by the tradition and the desires of men. Giving is not man's agenda. And that is why man finds it difficult to give. Praise the Lord. That is why God gave us his son to teach us how to give. What is giving? Quickly. Number one, giving is to bestow, to confer, to pass or to transfer a title, property, something to someone or to another person without an equivalent compensation. I'm too fast. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to rush. Giving is to bestow, to confer, to pass or transfer a title, a property or something to someone, to another person without an equivalent compensation. You are not looking for a compensation. Praise the Lord. If I give so that I can regain something back, there is another level to that. Praise the Lord. Number two, giving is release of benefit to someone irrespective of the quantity or the quality. Giving is the release to someone of benefit, release of benefit to someone irrespective of the quantity and quality. And you know, this evening, this afternoon, this one was not part of what I put down. The Holy Spirit spoke to me while I was coming to church, driving through a particular place, coming to church. He said, giving is total surrender. And I told the person beside me, because I was driving, I said, please, can you write this down? Giving is total surrender. Total release. Total surrender. And I was wondering, why is giving total surrender? He said, because Jesus willingly gave his life. He surrendered his life. That is the ultimate giving. Praise the Lord. What are the principles of giving? Quickly. The principle number one is the principle of living the nature of God. Since we have said and we have established that giving is the nature of God, then we as his children must give. Praise the Lord. He gave us his son in John chapter 3 verse 16. God gave us his son. He gave us life in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 13. The Bible said he gave us life. 1 Timothy 6:13. God gave us life. He gave us wisdom. Is there any one of you that lacketh wisdom? Let him ask of the Father that giveth liberally. James chapter 1 verse 5. He gives wisdom. That if you are a student, you get wisdom from the Father. Praise the Lord. He gives us rain. Now we're in dry season. Very soon rain will start falling. It is God that gives rain. I know geography will tell you that there's evaporation and the cloud goes up and there's a condensation because of the change in the pressure and this and that. God can make it to happen because God is the one that created the cloud, created the water. If God is not there, there won't be any cloud, there won't be any evaporation. So he gives us rain. Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 24. God gives us rain. And this one, I love it so much. God gives us victory. He gives us victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57. In all our ways, we enjoy victory because God has given us victory. And you cannot claim to believe in the nature of God and not be a giver. If God has given us this and so many other things, you cannot claim to believe in the nature of God and not be a giver. I pray for someone today that God will give you the grace to walk in this divine nature of God for your divine settlement in the name of Jesus. If we must transcend the nature of sin to that of God, then we must exhibit the attribute of God. And one of his major attributes is that God is a giver. Say, God is a giver. Number two, the principles of giving as a spiritual gift. The principle of seeing giving as a spiritual gift. Turn with me your Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Now, NIV version put it this way. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnest, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. See that you also excel in this grace of giving. You have faith. Glory be to God. You can move mountain with your faith. Glory be to God. But can you give that we move the faith of another to move the mountain in the life of that person? Can you give such that the faith of the people of God will be boosted for them to experience settlement? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving is a spiritual gift from God. And it is one of the salient gifts from God for the edification, beautification, and the running of his church and his kingdom. And I bless everyone or anyone that possesses this gift. Because there is no man that possesses this gift that remains a pauper. You can't possess this gift among other things and you will not enjoy supply. I pray for you tonight, you will enjoy supply in the name of Jesus. Abundant supply shall be yours in the name of Jesus. In fact, it's a gift that releases you to supernatural abundance. Prosperity, supernatural settlement financially only answer to one principle. And that is the principle of giving. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, the Bible says, even as heaven and earth remaineth, seed time, harvest time, cold heat and summer shall never cease. Praise the Lord. There is a time to plant, there is a time to harvest. So if you don't give, if you don't sow, you can't receive. So the principle that answers financial settlement is giving. Principle number three concerning giving is the principle of giving as a sign of our love for God and his kingdom. A sign of our love for God and his kingdom. Our God is a giver. He gave us his only son out of love. The Bible said in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. So if God did not love us, that means the giving of Christ will not be made of effect. So, loving God, you can't claim to love God and you will not give your substance to God. I can't claim to love God and I say I will not give. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that you can give without loving. But you cannot be a loving person without giving. You can give without loving. I mean, not, there are some people that I don't know. They come to you, maybe you are driving, you are in a traffic. They say, please, sir. Then you roll down, you pass something. You don't love the person, you don't know the person. You just give. But you cannot love without giving. You can't claim to love someone and you will not give to that person. Papa always tells us that one of the signs of love is giving. I can't claim to love someone and I will not give to the person. You can't claim to love God and you are antagonistic to God. You can't claim to love God and you say, for me to play the keyboard, you have to pay me because it's a gift. And the Bible says that the gift of a man will make a way for him. So you have to give me money so that I can play the keyboard to the glory of God that has given you the gift. I'm not saying it's a sin if you do that, but it's a level. You get to a level that you transcend to another level. You know, Mama was sharing with me one great minister of God, the minister in song. And this man is a man that we all know. He doesn't charge anything. He just blesses people. And I tell you, if you are his bank account, I mean bank officer, you will know the level. But don't let us talk about money. The every good thing of life can be seen in his life. Brethren, it is not how much you think you can earn that makes you to become how much God wants you to be. It is how much of God's blessings, of God's grace upon your life that makes you to become who he wants you to be. Your earning can only earn you a living. Your earning will only earn you a living. But when God decides to bless you, you go from earning a living to becoming a blessing. And it is in becoming a blessing that you fulfill the promises of God concerning you as an Abraham seed. And the key to this is giving. It's a principle. It's a principle that answers to only one thing, that is giving. So you can't claim that I love God and I withhold from God. No. Your time, your energy, your services to God. You are asked to come and sweep. You say, how can I sweep a whole big me? When the person is dead, there is no big man that I've seen that is dead and becomes big again. The moment the person is dead, the bigness dies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But there is something that doesn't die. And that is the impact that you have made. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want us to understand tonight that these are principles. That's why I said giving. We have been delusioned and polluted by the definition and the way people have described giving. So I want us to understand that giving is beyond what we think it is. Giving is total surrender. Giving is releasing your total self. Domwe sang a song some years back. Lord, I offer you my life. Everything that I've been through. Everything. Lord, I give them all over to you. That is giving. You cannot claim to love God and you are not giving to God. Praise the Lord. Number four, because of my time, quickly. The principle of showing victory over Mammon. Mammon is the god of money. You cannot serve God and serve Mammon. You cannot claim you love God and you love Mammon. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. You cannot claim to love God and also love Mammon. No one serves two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. You cannot be loyal to God and be loyal to Mammon. And loyalty means faithfulness. The principle of showing victory over Mammon. Until you enjoy victory over Mammon, you cannot access true riches. Release of true riches comes from the power over Mammon. When you engage God and you get to the place where the love of money no longer have control over you, that is when you are rich. That is true riches. The law of Mammon is contrary to the law of giving. The law of Mammon is take, 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 grab, 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 give, just collect, 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 collect. And everything that collects, collect, and let not out stinks. And you know what? Nothing that is alive stinks. It is dead thing that stinks. It is only dead thing that stinks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So giving draws you closer to God, while Mammon draws you closer to the devil. I want us to understand one thing tonight, that your victory over Mammon shows that you have transcended the law of the flesh that is attached to the substance of the flesh, to the law of God that is attached to the eternal riches that is found in God. Until you get connected to these eternal riches, you cannot enjoy the kind of supplies that we are talking about. It is not the supply that comes as a result of a lady trading her body to get something. That is not supply. That is not surrendering that I'm talking about. You are surrendering your body to a man, then you say, Pastor said you should surrender. That is not the surrendering I'm talking about. That one is stupidity. Praise the Lord. Why don't you use that same body to walk and earn decent living? That's not it. The love of money, money in itself is not bad, but it is the love of money that is evil. And until you transcend this love, you are able to overcome the love for money. You know, some people love money so much that they can kill for money. Some people love money so much that they can harm themselves just to make money. It shows that they are under the control of mammon. And true riches does not follow through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. Matthew 6:21. So until you overcome mammon, you cannot lay up treasures for yourself with God. The principle number 5 is the principle of it all belongs to Him. I love this principle. It all belongs to Him. It all belongs to Jesus. It all belongs to Him. Actually, everything belongs to God. How many of us know that everything belongs to God? Everything belongs to Him. Many of us think that we own something. We think that we are the owner of what we have. Isn't it? Many of us think that we are the owner of what we have. I tell you, you own nothing. Say, I own nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14 says, indeed, heaven and the highest heaven belongs to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it. And we, you and I are included in all that is in the earth, including all that we have. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you see, everything belongs to God. You are just a custodian. You are not the owner. It was given to you. And what you do with it determines your reward. What you do with what is given to you is what determines your reward. Don't be like that servant that the master gave talent to and he went and hid it. Said, I know that you're a shrewd man. You reap where you did not sow. So I've kept your talent. So take it. And the servant said, foolish, wicked servant. So you know all this. Then why did you trade with my gift and earn a profit? And that which he has was collected and given to the one that has more. May that which you have not be given to another in the name of Jesus. You see, we came with nothing and we live with nothing. I know many of you will say, but what about some people that were born by, some people were born into riches. Nobody is born to riches. Nobody. You are confused. But a Dangote son is born into riches. If Dangote give birth to a baby today, the baby is a millionaire. The baby is not a millionaire. He came to the world empty. Praise the Lord. He was born by a rich father, but not that he is a rich person. He wasn't born as a rich person. He born naked, empty. 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 And that's why when babies are born, they will cry. When Dangote, let me just use his name, or a rich man baby comes, why didn't the baby just be smiling and say, I've come to wed. Me, I'm not going to cry. My father is loaded. The nurse will carry the baby and spank the baby. Cry. The baby will cry. Before they congratulate the mother, irrespective of whatever he has in the bank account or she has in the bank account. Praise the Lord. And when we are going, we go with nothing. So you need to have this understanding that you are not born rich, but you are born by a rich parent. Our giving is a reflection of our understanding of the knowledge that all things are created by God for His own purpose. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, that who has made you to 1 Corinthians 4:7, who has made you to differ from one another? Who has made you to differ from one another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? There is nothing. So if you have this principle and this understanding that there is nothing you have that you did not receive, then you will not withhold. You will be willing to give. Praise the Lord. Giving is surrendering. Solomon understood this principle. And the Bible said he gave a 1,000 burnt offering. And God appeared to him in 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 4. And God gave him a blank check. May you receive your own blank check today in the name of Jesus. What are the rules for giving? Quickly. What are the rules for giving? Giving, number one, what are the rules? Number one is, giving must be willing and free from any form of ill feelings. Sometimes we give and we are feeling bad. When you give and you are feeling bad, you have not given. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen a farmer that went to sow? Thank God we have farmers in the house. I've gone to sow, and as he's, after he has sown like maybe 50 kg of corn, he started feeling bad for sowing the 50 kg. Why did I sow 50 kg? Sir, do any farmer feel that way? No, you even be thinking, I sow 50 kg. Hey, mini cotton. He will even be happy because he knows that the more he sows, the more he harvests. No farmer goes sowing. And as he sowed, he has sown maybe 100 kg. And he said, why should I sow 100? And he's feeling bad about it. No way. The farmer is happy. For those that rear animals, like let's for example, poultry, they buy feed every day, tons and tons of feed. And yet they are happy for buying it because they know that a day is coming that the feed will translate to something. They're sowing. So the principle, the rule number one is when you are giving, your giving must be willing and free of any ill feeling. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. If you get home, you can read. It said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together. So when you give willingly. Number two, giving must be cheerful and loving. Giving must be cheerful. You must give cheerfully. Every man, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 Corinthians 9, 7 says, every man, according as he has proposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, that is, of compulsion. For God loveth what? A cheerful giver. God loveth what? And you give to the one you love. So if God loves a cheerful giver, it means that God will give to a cheerful giver. So you don't give for compulsion. No. Give cheerfully. Number three. Giving must be within your means. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 7. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he led thee. Every man, Deuteronomy 16:17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. That is, you give in levels. If God has blessed you beyond the level of 1,000, then you move to sustain that blessing. Can I tell you this? It is more difficult to keep success than to achieve success. To sustain blessing requires more than to get blessing. To achieve a level, you need a little more to keep that level. Praise the Lord. That's why if you are a four-pointer, academically, you need to read more to remain a four-pointer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, when you are giving, you give according to your means, according to how God has blessed you. I may give 10,000 and it might be big to somebody who is giving 1,000. That's the means. But you know, the 1,000 man can have more than me. I mean, could have given more than me. Just like that widow that Jesus Christ said, she has given more than you all. And she gave a mite. A mite is like a cobble. A cobble. Just one. And Jesus said she has given more. Brethren, let our mentality be changed when it comes to giving. Don't remain at the same level that you were 5 years ago. And you expect God to take you to the level that you desire 5 years from now. You will never get to that level. You will still be operating at the level of 5 years ago. Because your giving is at the level of 5 years ago. So as God is lifting you, your giving must correspondingly move with the lifting and the blessings of God upon your life. Number four rule is giving should be consistent. Giving should be consistent. Don't give today and tomorrow you are not giving again. No, your giving should be consistent. How many of us, you will eat when you break your fast today? then you decide to eat again when we are doing this fast in July. I eat now then until 12 days of empowerment again in July before I eat. If we have such a person, I will call Pastor Ebenezer to do deliverance. Because something must be wrong with the person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We eat consistently so that we can live a good life and healthily. If you are not eating consistently, you can't have a healthy life. So we eat consistently. Can you say, I want to cease my breath now. I will cease it now. Then I'll start breathing again when we get home. Anybody that does that, can I see your hand? We breathe consistently. So if you want a consistent supply, you must also give consistently. The flow must not be stopped. Because once the flow stops, the flow also stops. Praise the Lord. And you, when you tail it down, you know, I'm just seeing something now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you open a tap, I want to fill a 200 liters drum. If I open the tap full, I get the force of the water full. The pressure is more. Yes or no? Okay, good. But if I turn it, I lower the pressure. I also get the delivery lower. It will take longer time for me to fill that tank. So our giving is like that. The more you open it to give, the fuller and faster you get. May your cup be full and running over in the name of Jesus. So rule number one to forgiving is what? Rule number two. Rule number three. Rule number four. Quickly. Okay, fine. My time is up already, so I'm running now. Whom are we to give to? Number one is God and His kingdom. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be what? Shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Your loyalty to God first brings about the blessings that you have not even prayed for. The blessings of more than you can carry flows when you put God first. When God is number one, He makes your issues number one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, that, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth. So you must remember God first. God must be first, so that He may establish His covenant. And what is that covenant? The covenant of supply. So you must make Him first. When you are giving to God, don't give remnant. Don't give leftover. Don't gift the heel. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 12 verse 5, we will read that at home. Say, don't give the heel, the rejected to God. The leftover should not be given to God. When you are giving to God, give the best. Number two, whom are we to give? The poor. Give to the poor. Galatians chapter 2 verse 10. We are to give to the poor. The poor people, people of less privilege, we are to give. Number three is our parents. Our parents. This is the first way to assess God's blessing. The first way is in honoring of your parents. Honoring of your parents. Many of us don't know how to honor our parents. You have been a student for 4 years in a school. You are now going home. You go home every term or every semester. And you have never even said, let me even buy something for mommy or something for daddy. It's wrong. We must honor our parents. Don't wait until they ask you. Don't wait until they ask you. In fact, if they have to ask you before you give them, something is wrong. Don't wait until they ask you. Don't wait until they ask you. And in honoring parents, it's not about giving alone. Also, in the area of assisting them, if they needed something, our mommy drop it, I'll do it. Mommy drop it, I'll do it. Daddy, don't worry, I'll wash the car. Daddy, don't worry, I'll shine the shoe. Don't worry, drop it, I'll do it. Don't carry the bag, I'll do it. That is honor. It's a sure way to assess blessings and supply. Number four, servants of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Servants of God, the anointing you honor is the anointing that blesses you. Your giving to servant of God is not necessarily due to needs, but your honor for the grace of God on their lives. Can we go back to that Galatians chapter 6 verse 6? Galatians 6, 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. If we have another version, I would like to have that. He that is teaching you, the servant of God, you should communicate to them. Many of us are guilty of this because we feel, why should I give? My pastors are rich. Yes, by the grace of God, we are. I will get richer and more blessed in Jesus' name. You know, Papa always tell me one thing. Say, you know what? One of the reasons why God will always bless us is because we are ready to serve. We have sold ourselves to service. And I tell you, it's very true. Very true. Can we go back to that HCBS? Okay, good. The one who is taught the message must share his goods. Is what? His goods, not one. Goods. He must share his good with the teacher. Not that they hax you. Not that they don't need to hax you. If you want to be blessed, you must communicate so that you can tap into the grace of God upon their life. I know when things start turning around. I've shared it before. I know it. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, sowing into the life of my pastor, it was very little. On his bed, I remember very well. Early in the morning, I ran and I dropped it and I ran out because I know he would say, no. But I want to be blessed. There's a grace on his life that I want to tap into. And I tell you, I noticed from that time, things started working more and more, and it will keep working better and better in the name of Jesus. Brethren, don't say, my pastor is wealthy. Yes, they are. The blessed is blessed of the world. The less is blessed of the world, of the greater. So what you give is for your own good. God bless you in Jesus' name. Number five. We are to give to kingdom projects. Whenever we give, we must give to kingdom's projects. Something is going on in the church. Stretch forth your hand and give. Don't wait. Don't be among the people that say, is it money they want to discuss with us? Yes, we'll discuss money. Because the kingdom needs money. I'm not shy to discuss money because I want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is it money they want to discuss with us? It shows the depravity of the heart. The heart that is depraved. It's the one that said, my pastor wants to talk. Is it money he wants to discuss? Brethren, kingdom project is the best investment. This one is not MMM. It's the best investment you can make. Kingdom project is the best investment. I tell you, it's sure banker, like they used to say. I don't know where that language comes from. But it's sure. Hallelujah. It's very sure. Praise the Lord. This one is not Bet Niger. Hallelujah. This one is sure. Invest in kingdom project. Invest in kingdom. And lastly, humanity. Invest. Give to humanity. No one remembers what you wear for more than 72 hours. Nobody remembers what you are wearing, no matter the cost, for more than 72 hours. 72 hours now, if I ask Romake what was the color of my shirt, I said she watched the video again. She would say it's blue. Or it's white. Nobody remembers it. Nobody cares what you wear. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what you eat. What will you eat that you will not dump more than 60% of it at the end of the day? Nobody cares. But let your life be a donation. Let it be a donation to humanity so that you can reap heavenly donations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What are we to give quickly? Our offerings. My time is up. Offering. We are to give offering. Qualitative offering. Qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative and quantitative. We have to give qualitatively and quantitatively. I talked about quantitatively earlier as God blesses you. But let it be of quality as well. Number two, tithes. Tithes. Bring ye all the tithe into my storehouse that I may be meet, and test me if I will not open the windows of heaven to bless you, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10. Now, brethren, tithing is one of the covenant, it's one of the covenant that you practice and you enjoy endless supply. Give your time. Number 3, your time. Many of us, we give our time to Nollywood. We give our time to WhatsApp. And as we are WhatsApping, somebody over there is making his millions. Pa, pa, pa. So you are typing, pa, you send. The person, hey, how are you? What are you eating? Pa, you send. Somebody is making, something is dropping, toto in somebody's account also. Yes, they are all good. All those are good. But use your time for God. And how do you use your time for God? Interceding for others. What you pray for others, you don't lack it. What you pray for others, I tell you, is very real. What you pray for others, you don't lack it. You get more of it. Evangelism. Give your time. Evangelism. Papa spoke about that. Give evangelism. Give. Spend your time to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Spend your time in the house of God. David was a man that is always in the house of God, and yet he's stupendously blessed. Daniel, you know, transcend several regimes because he's a man that gave his time to God. Hallelujah. Gifts and talents. Give your gifts and talents. And number 5, give service. Your service to God. Let your service be unto God. My prayer is that God will bless us in the name of Jesus. Our giving can never be compared with what God has given us. He has given us so much. And our giving is not to make him God. Your giving is not to make God God. Your giving is not to make God God, but your giving is for you to enjoy his infinite flow of his blessings. And that will be your portion tonight in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your portion tonight in the name of Jesus. All eyes bow, all eyes close quickly. You're here tonight. You want to give your life to Christ. I want you to know that God loves you and he wants to bless you. And as you do this, the Lord will visit you. You are here tonight. You want to give your life. We have talked about giving. The greatest thing a man can give is to give his life. You know that your life is still with you. You are still holding on to it preciously. Yes, thank God for that. But now is the time for you to surrender your life. You know that you are still living by yourself. You have not handed over completely. I want you to signify by waving your hand to Jesus. And also, if you are giving your life to Christ, you want to rededicate your life once again. Also, you can join these brethren that are lifting their hands up, and you are watching us on the internet, you anywhere you are in the world, and you are taking the same decision. I want you to know that God is happy with you and he wants to have you in his kingdom. Father, we thank you for all that are giving their life to you. Just place your hands on your chest and say, Father, I will thank you for your word. Thank you for loving me. And as I take this decision today, receive me to be one of yours. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Can we please rise up on our feet quickly? Let's rise up on our feet. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I magnify your name for the wonders of your word. Can we go ahead as we magnify the name of the Lord for the wonders of his word that we have received tonight? Say, Father, I magnify your name for the wonders of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, oh Lord, help me to be a tireless giver, thereby leading to my supernatural settlement this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray and say, Father, help me to be a tireless giver for my supernatural settlement. Help me to observe all the principles and rules for giving in the name of Jesus, for my blessings to be multiplied unto me. Father, make me a tireless giver in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.